The Skin Lab Sessions on Talk About. Brought to you in association with The Skin Lab. Now at the Reeks in Killarney. TheSkinLab.ie.
And you're very welcome back to the programme. And as you've probably gathered at this stage, it is time now for our Skin Lab Sessions for October. Delighted as always to be joined in studio by Claire Scannell from The Skin Lab. How are you, Claire?
Good, Deirdre.
Lovely to see you.
Me
I'm
too.
Good as well. Now you're telling me, and I find this quite interesting, that it is laser season. Tell me, what is laser season? I'm gathering that it's a term well known within the beauty industry.
It is, definitely. So from October right up until, we'll say, the end of May is the best time to do any, if you're considering, any cosmetic laser treatments. From October to late spring is a great time to do them. And there's a couple of reasons. Obviously, everyone wants to be hair free and looking good for the summer. But a lot of these lasers, you can't have a tan or you can't go out in the sun after doing them.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So to get the best results, we always say winter time. So if you're thinking of starting doing laser hair removal or any resurfacing treatments or any chemical peels, the winter is a better time to do them.
Okay.
So we do have a kind of a quieter period in August, July and August, although this year it stayed busy all through, where we don't really tend to, you know, tell people to do them, really. It's better off to do them in the winter time and just protect that skin during the summer at your SPF and not to expose it too much to the sun. You just run the risk of pigmentation damage if you do, or hypopigmentation, the loss of pigment. So it's best to do these treatments safely.
So what parts of oneself might one be lasering?
Oh, head to toe. So if if it's hair removal, it's going to be the legs. So if you do come with a tan, which often people do in the summer, we have to send them away. And that can be fake tan or real tan. So because the laser can't distinguish whether what's real or fake. So it looks for pigment. So if the skin is pigmented, which is superficial, if the tan is sitting at the top, it's going to send the energy and the heat to the tan, and it can cause pigmentation, or worse, it can burn the skin. So
your legs need to be snowy white.
Yes, the whiter the better the results too.
So when you said laser, I assumed you meant hair removal.
Yeah, that's just one example. Hair removal, similar with the face as well. You know, well, none of us should really be getting a tan on the face anyway, but even for fake tan, you know, you don't want to be coming in covered in tan and having a laser. It's not safe.
Okay, so it's mostly legs that you do laser on, is it?
No, everywhere, really.
Everywhere.
But I'm just giving legs as an example. We can do underarms, arms, wherever there's hair, we can laser. And then for the face, obviously, you do the face, neck and chest. But they'd be different concerns, so it wouldn't really be hair on the face. It'd be more for skin rejuvenation, like your pigmentation and your broken capillaries. But regardless of what you're treating, or the chromophore we call it, your reds, your browns, your hairs, your tattoos, the skin needs to be pale.
Okay, you mentioned broken capillaries there, and that's I always associate that with kind of the Irish complexion. We a lot of us, a lot of men in particular, have a kind of a ruddy complexion, and you can see the broken capillaries.
We have two BBL lasers, and that's the laser that we use for that ruddiness and that red complexion, and they go all day. So it's a very popular treatment with us,
and very effective.
Yeah, very effective. Now there is different lasers that we will use, because you have to look at, you know, you can have purple vessels and blue vessels and pink flushing and red. So we use different wavelengths to get different colours out of the skin, if that makes sense. So we'd use a specific laser for those big veins that you'd often see men have on their cheeks, and we'd use another laser for flushing, for micro capillaries, a different type of capillary as well. So that is why it's so important to have a skin consultation. And for us to do some imaging of your skin so we can see from deep within what's going on in different layers and what type of laser that we would use. Now, most of the time it's BBL, but in some incidents we would use other lasers as well.
Now, I know a lot of women are tormented by hair growing, we'll say, over their lip, maybe on their chin as they go into the menopause years, etc. And eyebrows that are too hairy as well, and they're demented from going back and forth getting them waxed. Is lasering a more long term option?
So obviously when it comes to facial hair, it can be driven by hormones. Now it's different to the hair on the body, it's the results are much better. But I would often say to people, when you come in for a consultation, we will usually do 6 treatments a month apart, and then we get to the hair. It's not, you know, thick and coarse, and you're not having to worry about shaving it. It gets fine and fluffy, but we can't laser the hormones. So you'll have to keep on coming back, not as often, maybe 3 or 4 times a year. And it's not thick and stubbly, it's light and fluffy. Mm-hmm. And just a reminder as well with the hair growth, if the hair is grey or red or blonde and coarse, laser won't work on it. So you'll be better off going
for...
So my advice as well is to start early before they do go white, because it's impossible to get rid of them then.
Okay, white hairs in your
face.
And why is it that it doesn't work in them?
Because again, laser, like I was saying earlier with the tan, laser is attracted to pigment. It looks for colour. So if you have white or blonde hair, the laser can't find it. So you're not going to get the results. So it's really important.
Okay.
And even sometimes redheads, they might have a dark hair and we might do laser on them, and then the second session in, you might find they're not getting the results, and we might pull a hair from the bulb just to check under the mag light, and you'll see that that bulb has gone white or is white already. So they're not going to get the results. It's better. The darker the hair and the paler the skin, the better the outcome.
The better the outcome.
Yeah.
Okay. So are there any other options for people
who are
blonde and have grey hair or whatever?
Definitely for a more permanent reduction, you'd go for something like electrolysis, but there's not, that it's a dying kind of a trade, electrolysis. There's not many electrologists left in Kerry. I think there might be maybe 2 or 3 still
doing
it.
You don't
it.
Do that, obviously. No,
we don't. And you could do you know, your shaving creams, and your you could wax it. It's another way. Waxing is probably the next most popular.
Yeah. Okay. So there are options. Can I ask you as well about, because we, you know, we're assuming that it's all women who have these problems mm-hmm. with hair growing in places they don't want it to grow, but I presume that you get a certain amount of male clients as well.
We do, particularly for the rashes around the neck, because a lot of men, you know, when playing sports and shaving and all that, and they don't tend to look after their skin, as in like women love a skincare regime, whereas men are sometimes, you know, might use the shower gel and a bit of moisturiser to wash their face and moisturise. So we would do an awful lot of neck laser on men for that beard rash that they get. Back hair as well is another one that's very popular. They'd be the two most common, or if they have a unibrow.
That looks like a caterpillar walking
exactly.
across their forehead.
Yeah, we can do that as well. But generally, I'd say, I mean, it's getting more and more popular. Men are getting, especially the younger generation, they don't care. They'll come on away in.
Yeah, and why should they care?
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, if you don't like it and there's a way to get rid of it,
why not?
Go and do it.
Yeah.
So, listen, just in conclusion, really, so what you're saying to people is, if you have hair growing somewhere that you don't want hair to be,
mm-hmm.
Bearing in mind the conditions we've already outlined, mm-hmm. it's a good time of the year to go
it's
for
a great
laser.
Time, yes.
Yeah. And as you said, a consultation is the first step.
Consultation is for the hair removal, it's free. You can just come on in and we'll do a patch test and have a quick chat with you and give you a plan. And then it's up to yourself then if you want to go ahead and do it, and if, to make sure you're the right candidate. And there's another few things, which, like, if you're on medication and stuff, that might be contraindicated to doing the treatment. But most of the time, it's fairly,
it's,
you know,
it's safe enough
to go ahead.
We'll move on to some questions, if that's okay with you, Claire. And we'll start with this one. Mary is 72 and she says her skin is very dry. It gets really bad coming into the winter. She says, what can I do? I'm in my 70s.
Okay, great. And this is very common, especially for that age group, because your skin isn't making as much oils anymore, and your skin cells aren't turning over as much as they used to. So you can get a build up of dry, dead skin cells. So it's very important as well to like even have baths where you can soak the skin and exfoliate the skin, and use like a heavier moisturizer, like with waxes and oils, like a thick body butter. And that way then when you exfoliate as well, you're getting off all that dead skin cells. So when you do put a moisturizer on, it can penetrate and it's not blocked between a layer of dead skin cells. Another great cream that can be used is something with urea in it, 10% or 20%, and that'll help with exfoliation as well on hard or drier skin. You could do that once or twice a week. I think that's
okay, so
kind of covered.
Plenty of options there for Mary. Now, Aisling has a question for you, and this is something I'm dying to hear your answer to as well myself, because I keep seeing it all over the place. Aisling is 45 and she says, do those collagen supplements actually work? And if they do, what ones should I take?
Okay, so this is definitely our most asked question for sure about the collagen supplements. They're everywhere at the moment. There's ads on them. It's definitely a trend. And I would always say to people, make sure first and foremost that you're getting it from your diet. So fish, eggs, flaxseed oil, olive oil, all those are rich in omega-3s, which are essential to skin health. Collagen supplements, I think the research isn't out there. It's a little bit lagging at the moment, but I think it will catch up. It's really important to get a supplement that is backed by science, meaning that the company, whoever you're buying it from, they've the research done to show that it actually works, because there's lots of them out there. There's bovine and there's marine. One that we provide in clinic is called Totally Derma, and they've done a lot of studies on it, and they've done biopsies and they've studied the skin and how the skin has improved, and there's been huge improvements on it. And the feedback that we get from customers on this particular collagen is fantastic.
This is collagen you actually swallow in tablet
form. No, it's a powder. So most of them come in powders, and you can take them with either have them in a smoothie or add them to water. They don't taste particularly nice.
You're a believer anyway.
Yeah, I would try it. And like, you know, I'm a believer in first and foremost diet. And obviously supplements will only do so much as well, you know.
Yeah.
You have to, if you really want to get good results, you're talking about like going down the route of like resurfacing treatments or to really induce collagen, doing good laser treatments as well.
And just before we leave the subject of collagen, of course, from what I've been reading about it on social media, it's vital for your bones as well. And not
it does a lot. Yeah, yeah. It's not just beauty. It can help with
aching bones,
exactly,
and joints.
Exactly. Yeah. It's broken down in the gut to peptides. And what it does then is it feeds and promotes collagen, and you've collagen abundant every part of your body, not just your skin, your bones and surrounding tissue as well. So yeah, go for it.
Go for it. Very good. We'll take a break at this point, Claire. And if anyone has any questions for Claire, Claire Scannell from the Skin Lab in Killarney, send them in to us now on the usual numbers, 083 300 3300. You're listening to Monday's Talk About programme, and we're back with more from Claire after these.
If you like the show, like us on Facebook. Just search for Talk About on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Inhik from Brazil. I came to Ireland in March 2011, right in the middle of St. Patrick's Week, a time full of celebration, color and community. It was a beautiful first impression. 8 years ago, I moved to the countryside near Listowel with my partner, a Kerry man. At first, it felt like everyone knew everyone, and I wasn't sure where I'd fit in. But I quickly discovered that behind the closeness was a real warmth and welcome. Volunteering at the local family resource center helped me to feel part of something bigger. I wasn't just settling into a place, I was becoming part of the community. Over time, I was invited to join the board and eventually chair it, which opened many doors to the work I do today as a youth worker and trainee. Being from another country and being part of the LGBTQ+ community has helped me to connect with young people from all the walks of life. I know what it feels like to find your place, and I'm passionate about helping others to find theirs. Living in Kerry, it's very different from the big city I came from, but I have grown to love it. The people, the landscape, the sense of connection, it's all shaped the life I'm proud to live today.
Many Voices, One Kingdom is brought to you by Radio Kerry and funded by Cumas na mBan with the television license fee.
Let traditional Irish music influence you on Monday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. on Radio Kerry with me, Mary Conroy. We'll have you up dancing to slides, polkas, reels, jigs and hornpipes and songs too. Or you can sit back, relax and enjoy the music. That's Tauchsos on Monday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. on Radio Kerry. You can listen standing up too.
The Skin Lab Sessions on Talk About. Brought to you in association with The Skin Lab. Now at the Reeks in Killarney. TheSkinLab.ie.
Welcome back to the programme. We are talking all things skin with Claire Scannell from The Skin Lab in Killarney. And we'll move on with some questions. Now, this next person isn't me, but it could be me because she's Deirdre and she's 57. So we have the same name and the same age. But it's not me. Deirdre says, I have neglected my skin for years. Would microneedling, let me just read this now, would microneedling improve it? I have very rough brown patches too.
Great question. So with it sounds like, yes, maybe the skin needs a little bit more than microneedling. I love microneedling and it is collagen induction therapy. So it will help the body, trigger the body to start making its own collagen. Whenever you cause a controlled trauma to tissue or skin, it responds by producing elastin and collagen to help with rejuvenation. However, when the skin is neglected, like Deirdre was saying, and there's a rough texture and a build-up of pigment, you're going to need a resurfacing laser. So you want to try and pull up and out that pigment and texture out of the skin, and how the resurfacing laser removes that buildup of texture and pigment, whereas microneedling alone wouldn't do that. And, you know, a lot of the time we have people come to us and they say, I did 6 microneedling and it did nothing for me. And they would have been, you know, so I'm not saying it's not good, but there is a place for microneedling. Now, if Deirdre had her couple of resurfacing lasers and then went on to maintain those results by doing 3 or 4 microneedling a year, would be a very good protocol for her.
And she'd look a lot fresher and her skin would be brighter.
Yeah, the clinical outcome would be better and her results would be better and she'd be happier. Mm-hmm.
Okay, some ideas for her there. We move on to this lady who is 40 and she says, you have Moxie and Halo lasers. I keep seeing them online. What is the difference and which would suit me better? I have good skin and I have looked after it.
Okay, great. Well, this, what was that lady's name?
Emma.
So this is again now where the microneedling would come in. Quite good for this listener, Emma. She would I would either go for the microneedling or the Moxie. The Moxie is like a pre-rejuvenation laser. So the Halo and the Moxie, they differ. The Halo is more intense. It's a more aggressive type laser for more sun-damaged skin. And it's a hybrid laser, meaning it's firing 2 lasers at one time. It's doing the top of the surface of the skin and it's creating wounds deep under the skin. So you're getting 2 modalities at once, whereas the Moxie is very superficial. It's light, there's less downtime. It triggers the collagen in the skin as well, so it's great for rejuvenation and for epidermal pigment. So it's a good pre-rejuvenation. I'd say 35 to 45 is a good age for the Moxie, and it's good as a maintenance, but if you've got more sun damage and deeper set wrinkles, I'd be going for the Halo.
Go for the Halo. The next question is about something we're hearing a lot of, again, like the collagen, we're hearing a lot of in the beauty industry in recent years, and this is vitamin C. This is Niamh. She says she's 36. She'd love to get vitamin C, but she says the one at the clinic is expensive. Is there really much of a difference, or should I just not bother? Asks Niamh.
Yeah, look, I mean, vitamin C, and it's all down to formulation. It's like, I give the analogy of, like, you know, getting a coffee in the petrol station and go to one of these lovely coffee shops that we have, you know, where the specialty coffee, you're going to get a better coffee, it's going to be more expensive. You get what you pay for it when it comes to these skin products as well. You know, vitamin C is a very unstable product. It's hard to formulate. It's hard to keep it fresh in the bottle. They have to add other ingredients in there. So when it comes to an expensive type of vitamin C, there's a lot more effort and research and development that goes into it. And it actually works as well. You know, just because something says something on the bottle doesn't always, work as well as the more expensive one. So, you know, we'll give example of CE Frulic, which has been around for 20 years, is kind of the holy grail of vitamin C's. It's the one that people always kind of come back for. And the best thing to do is try both. Try the alternative one from the pharmacy and try the more expensive one. You will see a huge difference in both of them. So, yes, in a short answer, there's a huge difference. And I would definitely come in for a skin consultation and we can work around your budget. Maybe invest in a good vitamin C and save on things like cleansers and moisturizers where, you know, they're easier to formulate and they easier to, you know, you get the same results out of a cheaper cleanser than you would a more expensive one.
Okay, very good. So don't scrimp on the vitamin C.
Not really, no.
What have we got for you next? This is from Carol, who's 63. She says she's a lot of sun damage and pigmentation from years of sun holidays. Ah, woman after my own heart. She says, would one halo treatment that you just mentioned get rid of it, or would I need a course? A lot of people love their trips to Lanzarote, Claire. Yeah. and don't mind the skin damage.
So, again... we would have to do a skin analysis. We have an Observe device and it does a 3D topography of the skin. It's able to see the layers of the skin that you can't visibly see yourself. And we can see the different shades of pigment and how deep they are and where they're sitting in the skin. And some people think their skin is a lot worse than it actually is. So again, if you came in, we would do an assessment on the skin and we could see, like, you know, I say to people, one's going to get you great results, two might get you phenomenal results. So, but we wouldn't recommend anything more than two. So a course would be two of the halo and one a year then for maintenance is what we say, you know, and get on a good regime as well, a good medical skincare regime just to keep renewing the skin and protect the skin and prolong the results of the laser as well. They go very nicely together.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of questions in about halo, actually, since you started talking about it. Another listener wants to know, is halo painful and what's the recovery like? I work full time, so I'd need to plan ahead. Good question.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we use a topical numbing cream, which is fantastic. We leave it on for about an hour. I often laugh and say, if I didn't have this numbing cream, there'd be tumbleweeds going through my clinic. Because it does. It makes the treatment very, very comfortable.
Okay.
Now, you will have that evening like a mild sunburn effect for a few hours and you can have a little bit of swelling. And I say to people, a great time to do it would be Thursday evening. And then if you had the Friday off, a lot of people have work 4 days a week and they have the Friday off, and then they could come in on the, they could go to work then on the Monday and their skin would be back to, relatively back to normal. You're still going to have rough texture and like a sandpapery feel, but you can wear makeup by day three then as well.
Mm-hmm. So it's not painful, to answer her question?
No, it's not. It's comfortable. We make it very comfortable and we use coolers and everything to cool the skin while we're doing it.
Yeah. It sounds kind of relaxing, actually.
Well, I wouldn't say it's relaxing now, but it can get a little bit spicy towards the end, but it's tolerable.
No people, pain, no gain.
Exactly, yeah.
The questions are flying in about halo now. Clodagh wants to know, if I book a halo session now, how long before I see results?
So you get different results. You kind of peak at your results at 12 weeks. So initially, about a week later, you'll see the skin looking a lot fresher. The pigment falls off and the quality of the skin, the glow is there. But collagen in skin matures at different levels. So it peaks at 12 weeks. So that's when your skin is going to look its best. And that's when we that's why we say as well, you know, to keep on top of the skin by doing your skincare at home, maybe using your vitamin C in the morning and a bit of vitamin A at night and your sunscreen. So yeah, you see results in a week, but they keep getting better over 3 or 4 months past
okay,
that.
So if you were getting married or going on a holiday or, you know, you want to look, you can start counting backwards
exactly,
with the weeks.
Exactly, yeah.
I think we've time for one more. And this is from a lady, Laura, late 30s. She says she's no major issues with her skin, lucky her, but she says, I'd like to age well. Well, wouldn't we all? She says, would Moxie or Halo be better for prevention? So those are two treatments you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, lots of Moxie and Halo questions today. I would say, again, skin consultation. Maybe she might need neither of those treatments. She might just need to, you know, assess the skincare that she uses. Definitely not a Halo. Anyway, we wouldn't really recommend a Halo under the age of 40, especially if her skin is good. And she could do one or two Moxie a year if she wishes. It would definitely stimulate the collagen and get that skin healthier. But maybe she doesn't need it as well. It's always good to just pop in and assess the skin, or even send us in. The phones are so good now. You can send us in like a good picture of your skin and in natural daylight. And because some people travel a lot to us, or they might live away, you know, and they can send it in and we can assess it and we can gauge roughly there if you need one or not.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
We've run out of time, unfortunately, Claire. But listen, thank you so much. You got through loads of questions there. And we learnt a lot about collagen and about laser and about sun damage. So there's loads to be learned every month, in fairness. Remind people before we let you go where they can find you, how they can contact you, make an appointment and all of that.
Great. So we are in the Reeks Gateway on the way into Killarney, across the road from Lidl. We are around the back of the petrol station, and there's a carry out off licence and there's a pharmacy. So you can walk around the back there, and we are directly behind the off licence. There's a big grey door with our sign on it, and you can come up on the lift to floor 3.
And you're also on social media.
Social media, theskinlab.ie, or you can email us at info@theskinlab.ie.
Brilliant. Claire, thank you so much for all of that.
Thanks,
and
Deirdre.
We'll chat to you again next month.
Thank you.
Have your say. Call, text or email. Talk about @radiokerry.ie.